Why the Sun and the Moon Live in the Sky. An African Tale, retold by Myrna Estes. Illustrated by Jing Lilly. A long time ago, the sun and the water were good friends. They both lived on the earth together. The sun visited the water often, but the water never came to visit the sun. The sun asked the water, "Why don't you come to my house?" The water said, "Your house is too small. If I came with all my people, it would drive you out. You need a bigger house." The sun promised the water that he would make his house bigger. The sun went home and told his wife, the moon, about his promise. The very next day, the sun and the moon began to make their house bigger. They worked very hard, and soon their big house was finished. The sun asked the water and all his people to come for a visit. "Is it safe to come in?" asked the water. "Yes, come in," said the sun and moon. The water began to flow in, followed by the fish and all the other water animals. At first, the water was up to the sun's knees. "Is it still safe to come in?" asked the water. The sun said, "Yes." So more water flowed in. Now the water was up to the sun's neck. "Is it still safe to come in?" asked the water. Not knowing any better, the sun and the moon said, "Yes." So more and more water flowed in. Now the sun and the moon had to stand on top of their roof. "Is it still safe to come in?" asked the water. Again the sun and the moon said, "Yes." The water soon went over the top of the roof. The sun and the moon couldn't live in their house anymore. So they moved up into the sky, and they have lived there ever since.
The end.